Security guards might be getting a new excuse from skaters caught grinding the rails outside the mall this summer. Dude, come on, I'm training for the Olympics. Later this month, skateboarding will make its debut as an Olympic sport in Tokyo. From VHS trick reels and empty pools and now to international fame, the art of skateboarding has come a very long way. In Tokyo, 80 skaters from 26 countries will try to flip, grind, and ollie their way to the gold. Jake Ilardi is one of them. He's a 24-year-old pro skateboarder out of Sarasota, Florida. He'll be skating for the U.S. as part of its first Olympic skateboarding team. Jake, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And how does it feel to be a part of history? This is the first time skateboarding has ever been a sport in the Olympics.
It's incredible. I'm just honored to represent the United States of America and especially skateboarding because I've been doing it all my life and it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do.
And how did you get into skateboarding when you were a kid?
So I have a twin brother, Nate, actually, too. And we grew up with our grandmother, Paulette, and she got us our skateboards when we were 4 years old for our birthday. And we just started pushing around on the driveway.
And you just loved it right away?
Yeah, like it was like we were on our hands and knees at first and then eventually started standing up, learning how to ollie, kickflip. And then we went to the skate shop and got like actual skateboards. And then, yeah, from there we started going to the park and then it snowballed into what it is today.
Yeah. Well, you almost didn't make the team, I guess, because there was a qualifying event in Iowa. You didn't do quite as well as you needed to. And then you were on the spot at a recent tournament in Rome. So tell me, what's the pressure like to qualify for a sport in the Olympics?
It was pretty intense, yeah. I had an injury in Iowa, so I didn't skate how I wanted to. And then in Rome, I was like on the bubble because I was in that third spot, and they only take top three. The cards were on my side, so ended up making the team, and now we're here, getting ready to go to Tokyo.
When you were a kid on your skateboard, did you ever think that you would be participating in the Olympics?
Never. That was not even a thought for me. My goal as a kid was to just skate and have fun every day, and I told myself every day that I wanted to be a pro skater, and I just worked hard at that goal until I finally became a pro last November.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, there's been some controversy in the skating community on like what the addition of skateboarding to the Olympics actually means because, as you know, skating started as a kind of a counterculture movement. Now it's like totally mainstream. It's going to the Olympics. I wonder what you think of that. Does any part of that bother you, interest you?
I think it's awesome. Like there's always going to be ups and downs and like additions to stuff or new experiences and people who have their opinions on it that are good and people have their opinions on it that are bad.
So maybe you could add some like nuance to this conversation because I don't fully understand it. I think a lot of people listening don't either. Like I hear that some skateboarders will even say that it's not a sport, that it's more of an art or like a form of self-expression. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, I'd have to agree because in a sport, like a regular sport, like basketball, football, baseball, like everyone's wearing uniforms and they're going on the same thing. It's like football, you got to throw the ball or kick the ball into the end zone and catch it and get a touchdown. Baseball, you need to score a home run. Basketball, you got to shoot the ball into the hoop. But it's like the same thing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But like in a skate contest or just skateboarding down the street, it's all completely different. Like somebody who gets top three in the, like at Rome, all the skaters who got top three, each of them skated completely different.
Yeah. Okay. So you bring me to my next question, which is how do you win? Like, I understand there's different types of events at the Olympics. One will be street skating and the other is park skating. So like, how does that work and how do you win a gold?
Okay. So I'm in the street skateboarding section of the Olympics. I'll have, it'll go top 20 guys in the world and then we're going to go down to top eight. So the format is it's called 2-5-4. You get 2 45-second runs, 5 best trick attempts, and then they take your average 4 top scores and average it out. You get 45 seconds to go like traverse about the course. So what I try to do is do like one continuous line for 45 seconds, linking multiple tricks back to back to back.
So what does that mean? Are you like jumping over rails, grinding on curbs? Yeah. Like what does it look like?
So like the street course usually is like a combination of stairs, rails, handrails all put into one. So what I usually try to do is I'll start my run and try to link it using the transition throughout the whole park. So like some people, they skate, they'll get off when they hit the quarter pipe, they'll get off, reset and go again. But I try to keep my line going in like one continuous line until I get to the end, and then I end it with a banger.
What's that? Is that like your most difficult trick?
Not necessarily your most difficult one, but you want to just end it with like a little, you don't want to do your most difficult trick at the end of the run, but you want to just end it with something strong, you know? So like for me, it would be like a big thin board slide or something. It's where the board spins onto the rail and you slide down. You also have 5 single tricks to get scores. So they score it on an average of 1 to 10. So usually skaters are trying to aim for like the 9 because a 10's never been achieved yet. Mm-hmm. But usually to get to the finals or to get like first place, you have to get an average of a 9.
So when you're on the course, do you plan that line out in advance? Do you know what it looks like, or is it just mostly improv?
Yeah. So they just posted the course photos today, but yeah, I usually try to plan it out before I get there, and then I'll like work with it. And then if it doesn't really go to how I thought it would on pen and paper, I'll just kind of make it up as I go there. But we have like 5 days to practice, so we have more than enough time to plan a line.
Cool. How many times have you broken a bone?
0.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible? I mean, I've seen these videos of skateboarders just like having the worst possible things happen to them when they crash on a railing or like a stairwell or something like that.
I'm pretty selective in what I try, and I know my limits, and I only try to push the limits if I know they can be pushed. And I've definitely had my fair share of injuries though. Like had quite a few head smacks, a lot of stitches and staples, sprained ankles. I've had like nerve damage before, just like some wild ones. But yeah, no broken bones, luckily.
I wonder how you feel about COVID in the Olympics. And there's a lot of debate about whether it should be put on in the first place, how safe the athletes are going to be while they're there, whether there should be fans. How are you feeling about that?
I think as long as everyone follows the proper safety measures, we'll be A-okay. I'm not really too worried. I'm vaccinated. I'll be good over there. I'll be masked up. They'll probably be having us wearing double mask. I don't think the fans will be a problem, because like it's going to be an outdoor venue for us, and then we'll be rooming in the village with like the rest of our teammates. So I know all of our teammates are vaccinated. So I'm not too worried.
Yeah. We were talking before about, you know, whether going mainstream is good for skateboarding or not. I just wonder what you think. I mean, being at the Olympics on the international stage like that, what do you think that'll do for the sport and for athletes like you?
It's going to open up new windows, new paths, new roads. It's just going to open up a whole new realm for us. Like right now I'm trying to get like another skate park in my hometown, and I've actually made a lot of progress due to the fact that I've now a professional skateboarder and I'm an Olympian. So the city is actually listening to me now. They're like, oh wow, like an Olympian skateboarder came out of this 20-year-old skate park we have in the city. Like maybe we should make an updated one for him and the rest of the community. So that's like something, like a perk of being in the Olympics, and obviously probably more deals come my way, or for skateboarding itself, more skaters are going to be born from this. Like someone's going to watch the Olympics. Like there's going to be a little kid watching skateboarding and be like, hey mom, like I want to go skateboard now. Like, can I go to the skate shop and buy a skateboard? So like, that's definitely going to happen. I know for sure.
I hope so. Jake Ilardi is a pro skateboarder on the U.S. Olympic skateboarding team. It is the first time skateboarding will appear in the Olympics later this summer. Jake, congratulations. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. And my producer, Alex Turk, tells me to say, shred those streets, my man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for your time. Have a great day. Hopefully I'll see you on the podium up there.
I hope so. And we did get an update this morning on the issue of spectators at the Olympic Games. They won't be allowed. That's because the Japanese government announced the start of a new state of emergency in Tokyo starting next week. It'll run through August 22nd. The government is blaming it on a spike in coronavirus infections, and that ban on spectators applies to nearly all events in Tokyo, including the opening and closing ceremonies. But the public broadcaster NHK does report that some cycling or early rounds of soccer, baseball, and softball, which are in more far-flung prefectures of Japan, will allow fans at 50% capacity.